local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 5 after the hour on this post-election Wednesday. We have all of your election results right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll be giving those to you throughout the morning. We also have weather with Dr. Bill Williams. He'll let you know what to expect out on the roads today. Also news with Kelly Finley. I've got your sports information. Mark's got some more Senate and House breakdowns, and we get the morning started right here with Kane and the traffic update on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride in so far. No accidents. Light traffic from I-165 from Bay Bridge. A little bit of radar there, but northbound 65 up from Chickasaw to Saraland, it's been a good ride. Accident-free conditions continue. Again, a dense fog advisory in Baldwin County and over towards the state line. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at pitsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mark Holliday in studio with me as we continue to break down last night's elections. And still some seats to be decided, but we do know for a fact that the Democrats have control of the House now. 222 Democrats holding seats and 199 Republicans with 14 races still outstanding. But the Republicans did retain control of the Senate last night so far with 4 races still to be determined. There are 51 Republicans holding Senate seats and 45 Democrats. But one of the big stories from last night were governorships and the way those shifted around the United States. There were 33 Republican governors and 16 Democrats with one independent governor before the election. After last night, now 25 Republican governors, that's down 8, 21 Democrats, that's up 5, and 4 races still to be determined. So governorships and the House shifted, the power shifted to the Democrats.
And this is real important because governors are in control of redistricting and changing the way the, let's just call it gerrymandering. They're going to rewrite the House districts, which has implications in a presidential election. In Wisconsin, Walker lost.
Yeah,
that
amazing.
That was a big state for Trump in 2016. However, in Ohio, Republican takes that. In Florida, Republican DeSantis takes that. So those are two big on the wire states that could help in 2020 election, presidential election.
So. For sure. And in Georgia, the race for governor there that everyone's been following, Kemp and Abrams, and that's been so
it appears
down and dirty.
As though Kemp has pulled out a win, but Abrams is not conceding. That's another close one, and we'll continue to try and keep an eye and figure that one out. But Abrams, as of right now, has not conceded as of our latest information.
And one quick headline here that I haven't seen a whole lot about until this morning, but in Florida yesterday, they passed an amendment to restore the voting rights for 1.5 million former felons who have served their sentence, including parole and probation, and that is with the exception of those convicted of murder and sexual offenses. But that's pretty groundbreaking last night for Florida to restore the voting rights. 1.5 million felons.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, all of the amendments on Florida's constitutional ballot passed except for one. Voters now get to vote on whether there will be gambling in the state, as opposed to, you know, the as the ads say, casino owners going to Tallahassee to buy their buy their permission. They got to go to the voters now to get that done.
Another name back on the national scene, Mitt Romney. He won his Senate race in Utah. He will be succeeding Orrin Hatch, who resigned as senator, or he ended his run for senator. But Mitt Romney back in the national spotlight.
Yeah,
now.
That doesn't change the makeup. That was a Republican seat, and Romney keeps it red. So that's.
But what it does is it adds Mitt Romney to all of the Fox News's, CNN's. We'll be seeing a lot more of him on TV than we did with him not holding an office.
Right, exactly. So, and it's going to be interesting to see how he'll be able to work with the president, since they've had issues before in the past.
Yeah, well, one guy that the president has had issues with in the past, Ted Cruz, he won his Senate race, beating Beto O'Rourke in Texas last night. That was another one of those races where Democrats thought they might be able to flip a Senate seat.
Yeah, it was a split decision last night. If you're, if you're calling balls and strikes, it was a split decision. Will the country survive a divided Congress? Mm-hmm. Yeah, survived it before, so we'll survive it again. It's just going to be a different kind of animal for the next 2 years.
And we'll also go over some of these local races, too, but a few that people were, I'm sure, wondering about this morning. That Fairhope special election to change the Fairhope city government from being ran by a mayor and city council, and they wanted, if this would have passed, Fairhope would now have a city council manager government, but it did not pass. 58% of the vote going towards no, so Fairhope will continue to have a mayor. And then the pay-as-you-go road program passed with 74% of the vote. All four state amendments that were on the ballot passed. That first one regarding the Ten Commandments and whether you can put those on public property and whether public funds can be used in defense of the Ten Commandments being put on public property. Well, that passed 72%. So now the Ten Commandments can be placed on public property.
Right.
The anti-abortion amendment, which would add anti-abortion language to Alabama's Constitution, that passed with 59% of the vote. And then the Alabama Board of Trustees amendment passed also 60% of the vote. And the Fourth Amendment, which if there's a vacancy in the House of Representatives or the Senate, and if it occurs on or after October 1st of the third year of a quadrennium, that seat would remain vacant, and that did indeed pass with 66% of the vote. Now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tuesday was a big day in terms of elections on the local and state level, and also a big day for the weather, as the National Weather Service is surveying storm damage in several Alabama counties today to see how many tornadoes touched down overnight. Now, the preliminary count shows that 3 tornadoes touched down Tuesday evening. The Weather Service in Huntsville sent a storm survey team to Jackson and Lauderdale counties on Tuesday. They also looked at damage in Tennessee. The Birmingham office surveyed Lamar County. The Weather Service says the teams have confirmed an EF1 tornado in Lauderdale County, an EF1 in Jackson County, and a third EF1 in Lamar County. The Lauderdale County tornado had estimated winds of 105 miles per hour and touched down at 11:16 p.m. Monday, 3 miles northwest of Cloverdale, and was on the ground for 3.54 miles. The Jackson County tornado had winds of 105 miles per hour at 2:35 a.m. Tuesday morning and was on the ground for 3.88 miles. And the Lamar County tornado had peak winds of 85 to 90 miles per hour, and that tornado touched down at 2:17 a.m. Tuesday, about 2 miles east-southeast of Millport, and was on the ground for 1 mile. Good news, though, no injuries or deaths were blamed on any of these storms. That's according to the Weather Service. Survey teams may look at Franklin and Colbert counties later today. Governor Kay Ivey has won re-election. Once the numbers were tallied, her opponent, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, offered his support and prayers, saying, quote, "Words cannot express my sincere appreciation. Although we did not win the race, it's important that we continue to keep the faith. And even at this moment, it's important that we continue to believe in Alabama. I want to offer my sincere congratulations to Governor Ivey on her election as governor. The voters have spoken, and she has earned the sacred responsibility of leading our state. Clearly, the governor and I have policy differences, but one fact supersedes them all. We are all Alabamians. The governor and her team are going to face difficult challenges, and they deserve our prayers, and they also deserve our full support." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloni. Florida's Rick Scott is claiming victory this morning in the race for U.S. Senate, but CBS News is reporting the race is still too close to call. Republican Scott took on incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson on Tuesday. Less than 39,000 votes separate the two. That's less than 0.5%. Florida has a new governor this morning. Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum. And in Alabama, Kay Ivey is keeping her job as governor, winning 60% of the vote.
Together, we've done it. The people of Alabama have spoken today loud and clear.
Ivey will work with Republican Will Ainsworth. He won 61% of the vote to become the lieutenant governor. Republican Steve Marshall handily defeated his Democratic challenger in the race for attorney general. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, your local election headquarters.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pinebrook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. And a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1 in 5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. So far, the few accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways. Dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. in Baldwin County, but it's burning off pretty quick. No delays across the Bayway and really light fog there. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, it's a good ride in. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing & Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 718 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You know, college basketball season got started last night, and the Auburn Tigers just wore out the South Alabama Jaguars. I was hoping South could go up there to the Plains and win. You know, most of the time I'm rooting for Auburn, but not when USA is playing Auburn. But now it's time to go to the Plains. Check with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by JP Services and Papa Murphy's.
On the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
198 combined points in yesterday's basketball doubleheader at Auburn Arena. That's just from the two Auburn teams. The women got it started with a 97-48 victory over Grambling State.
Grambling did a great job handling the press you know, that, you know, we didn't really, weren't really able to turn them over, you know, 20. Right. I'm surprised. It didn't seem like it was 20. But we did a very good job. We got 28 points from those 20 turnovers, yeah. Which that's what we're trying to do.
The 97 points are the most scored by the Tigers in the Coach Flo era. A men's recap after this from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
The Auburn men put six in double figures in a 101-58 win over South Alabama in the season opener.
It's probably the best we played or practiced in like 4 months. I mean, we really respected our opponent. Mm-hmm. The stuff they run is hard to guard. We prepared for a while on that. And I got to give, even though we shot it really well and had 24 assists and 18 threes, I thought the key to the game was our defense.
Bruce Pearl's team plays the back end of another doubleheader Friday night. The women play Nichols State in the opening round of the preseason NIT at 6. The men follow against 25th-ranked Washington at 8:30. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP Services will take care of any screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products needed for your next event. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com. Whether you're looking for specific promotional items or just browsing for ideas to motivate your staff, MyTailgateStoreOnline.com is your website. No order is too big or too small, and turnaround is quick. Personalized gifts are a great way to thank a customer. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com or call Jan at JP Services, 605-8573. That's 605-8573.
Hey, 722 now, FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LCM Motor Cars. And it is time to check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Hey, Larry.
Morning. How are you, Don?
I am doing fantastic. How is the inventory looking out at LCM Motor Cars right now?
We're busting at the seams. We got great inventory, great selection of just about everything you could possibly want.
Yeah, great to hear. I know walking your lot, you got plenty of good vehicles there, but if I've got a vehicle in mind and you don't have it in stock, I can bring it to you guys and you can go out in the country and find it for me, right?
Absolutely. They don't even have to come in. We prefer they come in, but they actually go online to our request line and fill out the request, and we'll go to work.
And I know the financing options at LCM Motor Cars are a dream.
Absolutely. You know, like we talk about all the time, we got credit unions, we got banks, we got finance companies, we got local lenders, we got lenders as far away as the West Coast.
All right. And tell us how we can come see you, Larry.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Now it's time for your buyer's tax tips right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up on the pitch at Battleship Park on Saturday, Sunday, November 10th and 11th, the Mobile Sports Authority presents one of the South's premier rugby competitions, the 40th Annual Battleship Rugby Tournament. Matches start at 9 a.m. each day. For more info, visit battleshiprugby.com. Go all out. We do.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas fireplace and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
726 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Time to check the news headlines with some local election results. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More election results to tell you about as some hard-fought campaigns coming down to the wire. Here's what we know about Tuesday's primaries here in Mobile County. These numbers are according to 89 of 90% of precincts reporting in. And at this hour, provisional ballots still need to be counted. Republican Representative Bradley Byrne wins re-election. Incumbent Democrat Adeline Clark wins re-election for House District 97. Republican Brandi Hambright wins the open position of Circuit Court Judge, 13th Circuit, Place 6. In the State Representative District Number 96 race, Republican Matt Simpson wins. State Representative District 99 race, that goes to former Mobile Mayor Sam Jones, who claims a seat held for more than four decades by fellow Democrat James Buskey. In the race for the State Representative District 104, Republican incumbent Margie Wilcox, she retains her seat with her win. Aside from those races, several state representatives on the Mobile County ballot, they face no opposition in the general election, and they include Democrat Napoleon Bracey in District 98, Republican Victor Gaston in District 100, Chris Pringle in District 101, Republican Shane Stringer in District 102, Barbara Drummond in District 103, and Republican Chip Brown in District 105. State Senator District 35, well, that win goes to Republican David Sessions. Mobile County's pay-as-you-go funding plan for road work, that once again is approved by a margin of 82% to 29%. For more election results, log on to fmtalk1065.com. Reports of voting issues have been reported statewide. Madison County is reporting their widespread voting problems could result in the hand counting of ballots and delayed returns. According to Madison probate judge Tommy Raglan, he says two main problems are causing, quote, multiple calls. The first is voters, quote, are bearing down too hard and punching through the paper ballots. And the second is the moisture-swollen ballots apparently are causing issues by last night's rainy climate. In both cases, the affected ballots are not feeding through the electronic counter. If a second try does not work, they say the ballot is being put into the, quote, emergency bin. It will be removed at the end of the day and tried again on the machine or hand counted. Both issues have appeared in earlier elections. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 729 now, FM Talk 106.5. 68 degrees outside the Mobile Morning Studios. Should be a hot one for November. Anyway, get up to around 80 degrees today. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams here in just a couple minutes, and he'll give us an official breakdown of the weather for today and the rest of the week. Also, more local election results coming up. We'll also update you on the nationwide races and some of these statewide Alabama races. All that and more coming up on Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. A suspected drug dealer is in the hospital this morning after he was shot by a deputy at McGowan Park. The shooting happened around 8 o'clock last night, around the same time many of the stores in the popular shopping center were closing. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office has identified the suspect as Michael McGregor. We're told his wound is not life-threatening. Deputies say he tried to run over officers with his car before he was shot. Florida has a new governor this morning. Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum.
Mr. President, I look forward to working with you to advance Florida's priorities. I think you're going to get tired of me calling you, asking you for things for Florida, but I look forward to that. I think we'll have a great partnership.
President Trump visited Florida twice to campaign for DeSantis, including a rally over the weekend in Pensacola. In Alabama, Kay Ivey keeps her job as governor, winning 60% of the vote. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local election coverage you can count on.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Report: midterm elections. Democrats have won a House majority, picking up at least two dozen House seats, with more still being decided. It was enough to break Republicans' eight-year hold on the House that began with the Tea Party rise of 2010. Republicans added seats in the Senate, retaining power there. One of the defeated Democratic incumbents had been a prominent voice for her party, Missouri's Claire McCaskill. She will be replaced by Republican Josh Hawley.
Now it is time to roll up our sleeves and to get to work. The hard work begins. Of going to Washington and standing up for our values. I said that I would fight to secure our border, and I will.
The Senate races in Montana and Arizona have not yet been called, while the contest in Florida in the Senate may trigger an automatic recount, with Republican Rick Scott slightly in the lead. Democrat Tony Evers won the Wisconsin governor's race, ending Republican Scott Walker's 8 years in power. Republicans also won the governor's races in Florida and in Ohio. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A new survey shows YouTube is hugely popular among families with young children. That could be a problem for YouTube. Amid concern from children's advocacy groups that the Google-owned video site is profiting from ads targeting minors, the survey from the Pew Research Center shows that more than 4 out of 5 parents with children 11 and younger have given them permission to watch a YouTube video. The survey also shows the majority of parents whose children watch YouTube say their children have seen disturbing content on the site. German sporting goods maker Adidas today raised its profit expectations for 2018 after a strong third quarter that saw brisk global demand for its sportswear and sneakers. But the group's Reebok brand continues to struggle despite the efforts of British fashion designer Victoria Beckham, who unveiled her first mini collection for the brand. The Adidas group posted a net profit of $751 million between July and September, up 19% from a year ago. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
Bucks are dropping at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and with hunting season just around the corner, it's a great time to come in today. See, shop, and save on all Liberty round pin models left in stock. Let Mike Ward's professional staff help you find just the right safe to meet your needs. Liberty Safes have a free lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. Free delivery up to 50 miles in most cases, and take advantage of 0% interest for 12 months with approved credit. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
734 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings rolls on this Wednesday. 68 degrees now outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Yesterday got hot. Dr. Bill, good morning.
Well, good morning, Galton. Yeah, it was, I would call it hot yesterday, but certainly quite warm. 84 was the high. Wasn't a record, but that's 10 degrees above normal
for
this time of the year. Yeah. We've got a weather front just to the north of us. It's stalled, and we're on the south side, which is the warm side. And as a result, we'll have another warm day today. In fact, even tomorrow will be well above normal, but we're going to have some cool weather come in for the weekend, and then into next week, temperatures will be below normal. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies. We have a good chance for showers today. There's a series of little disturbances that will be moving from west to east, and as they move across our area, they will set off some showers. So we'll keep that umbrella around, because we'll see periods of showers today, again, about 80 degrees for the high. Tonight, only 65 for a low. That's quite warm for this time of the year. And again, we have a chance of showers tonight. As for tomorrow, again, clouds, mostly cloudy skies, and some scattered showers, upper 70s for tomorrow afternoon. Now, Friday's going to be the day with the change begins. We've got a good chance for showers on Friday. And at that time, a big upper air disturbance over the western states is going to move into the middle of the country. It's going to help transfer some of that cool air that's been over the middle of the nation. It's going to push it southward. And so that front that is near us right now is going to be pushed out over the Gulf of Mexico, and we'll start to see cooler temperatures. But we've got a good chance for showers on Friday. Then Saturday, we clear off and a high of only 58 degrees. So kind of cool for Saturday. And then Saturday night down into the mid and upper 40s. So some cool weather for Saturday. Looks like a really nice day, plenty of sunshine. Sunday, the clouds start to come back in, but it stays cool. 65 degrees and a slight chance of a shower on Sunday. And then Monday, back to showers, but temperatures still on the cool side. So we're going to see the cool air stay with us, but moisture will come in over the top of the cool air. So showers on Monday, and then things clear off. Another front comes through Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 60. So you can see temperatures are going to start cool down a bit on Friday, and they will stay cool for Saturday all the way through the middle of next week.
Yeah, I love to hear that, Dr. Bill. And with all the rain that we should experience over the next week, we did have some rain yesterday. How are our totals looking for November?
Yeah, we had almost a half an inch yesterday, so we're over 2 inches now for just the first part of the month. And, of course, so we now have more rain in the last few days than we had in the entire month of October.
Amazing. Well, we appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
At staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Now let's check traffic with Kane.
For the CanesWarriorKids.com traffic center, northbound 65 at the 42-mile marker. State troopers have an accident off to the right median. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, but again, we do have that dense fog advisory burning off pretty quick over on the eastern shore. The South Alabama men's basketball team opens their season this Sunday, November 11th, versus Huntington at 4 p.m. at the Mitchell Center. At Sunday's military appreciation, all active and retired military receive 2 free tickets with proper ID. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk temporary staffing and how that industry has changed so quickly. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251 251- 867-0575, and thank you for your service.
In my first job, I started as a temp. It was perfect. My employer determined if I was a fit or not while I gradually was learning the job in their workplace. And if it didn't work out, no problem. I just got a call from the staffing firm saying I didn't need to go back tomorrow. How has the temporary staffing industry adjusted to a booming economy, desperate for talent, and in some cases, just desperate for warm bodies? We'll meet Liz Freeman of Long's Human Resources and get answers to these questions Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
7:40 on Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5 on this post-election Wednesday. I'm Dalton Orwig, Mark Holliday in studio as well, and Kelly has our news this morning. Nationally, the House flipped back to the Democrats last night as of this morning with 14 races still to be determined. Democrats picked up 220, well, they didn't pick up 222 seats, but they now hold 222 seats in the House. Yep. Republicans hold 199, 14 of those races still outstanding, but the Democrats did wrest control away from the Republicans there. But in the Senate, Republicans retained control 51 seats right now, with 45 Democrats holding Senate seats and four of those races still outstanding. But some more news on that race for Senate in Florida that's been so hotly contested.
One of those outstanding races is the challenger, Governor Rick Scott, against incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. Very, very tight all last night, all the way through. In fact, Governor Scott declared himself as winning last night. Bill Nelson conceded, actually, today.
Oh, okay.
Then there's talk of it's not yet really decided because under Florida law, any lead less than one half of a percentage point triggers an automatic recount of all votes. Now, Scott held a lead of just over 34,000 votes this morning out of the over 8.1 million votes from across the state. That translates into about a 0.42 percent.
Holy cow.
So which hits the threshold of under half a percent.
Mm-hmm.
If the margin of victory is under one quarter of a percentage point, a hand recount is ordered. And of course, that came up into national spotlight during the 2000 election for presidents when the results were delayed for over a month across the state, thanks to issues ranging from the, anybody remember hanging Chad on the paper ballots to lawsuits and appeals. Eventually went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, ruled in favor of the campaign of eventual President George W. Bush.
But, yeah.
So it looks like at this point, there may be a recount that is necessary in order to declare the winner of the Senate race in Florida against Bill Nelson and Governor Scott.
And Florida knows all about the recounts, as you just mentioned.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And does it ever.
And in state races, governorship races specifically, lots of those seats flipped. 33 Republican governors before the elections with 16 Democrat governors and one independent after the election with four still to be determined. There are 25 Republican governors now. That's down eight, and 21 Democrats. That's up five. But a couple of those races, Republicans won the Florida governor's mansion. Ron DeSantis beat Andrew Gillum. Gillum conceded last night and had his speech. But then in Georgia, a race that's been talked about, I think maybe more than any race leading into the election, between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. Kemp led early this morning. Race still too close to call, and they may be looking at a runoff coming up on December 4th there in Georgia. And pretty surprising result last night also in Wisconsin. Tony Evers, Democrat and a former teacher and Wisconsin school superintendent, beat Republican governor and former presidential candidate Scott Walker. So
yeah.
Scott Walker,
yeah,
no longer the governor of Wisconsin. We've got a whole lot more local election results coming up. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It was a late night for many campaigns. Just before 11 p.m., Associate Justice Tom Parker was announced as the winner of the Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice race. The Republican nominee Parker took on Democrat and current Jefferson County Circuit Judge Robert Bob Vance Jr. Early in the night, Vance was close to Parker with 43% of the vote. By 8:15, with 5% of votes counted, Parker led 59% to Vance's 40%. Close to 9 p.m., with 32% of precincts reporting, Parker had 58% of the vote to Vance's 41%. Before the race was called, Parker was leading 57% compared to Vance's 42%. Vance spoke after the race was called and said that he would support Parker as a new Chief Justice, saying, quote, "While tonight was disappointing, nevertheless, the journey has been very, very rewarding for me personally, and I thank everyone on the campaign for that. This campaign and the results tonight show us that change is never easy. We must be willing to fight the fight, and sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you have to take a step back when you take two steps forward. But the important thing is for us to continue the fight. So I would just ask everyone to move Alabama forward." Parker will replace Lynn Stewart, who was elected to the Supreme Court back in 2000. Across the bay, the Baldwin County Health Department has reported a sewage spill. That spill was caused by grease blockage in Daphne and caused a manhole to overflow at 140 Buena Vista Circle. 346 gallons of that substance spilled into a drain, which leads to the Tiawassee Creek. The health department is encouraging residents to use extreme caution when using this water for recreational purposes. Also, you're reminded to thoroughly cook any fish or seafood which was caught near or by this water, and wash your hands after handling fish or seafood. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular, Cirque Dreams Holidays. Its talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. Florida's Rick Scott is claiming victory this morning in the race for U.S. Senate, but CBS News is reporting the race is still too close to call. Republican Scott took on incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson on Tuesday. Less than 39,000 votes separate the two. That's less than 0.5%. Florida has a new governor this morning. Republican Ron DeSantis narrowly defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum. And in Alabama, Kay Ivey is keeping her job as governor, winning 60% of the vote.
Together, we've done it. The people of Alabama have spoken today loud and clear.
Ivey will work with Republican Will Ainsworth. He won 61% of the vote to become the lieutenant governor. Republican Steve Marshall handily defeated his Democratic challenger in the race for attorney general. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, your local election headquarters.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. This is Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The college football playoff rankings were released last night. Alabama retained their spot atop the rankings after shutting out LSU 29-0 on Saturday. Clemson is again ranked number 2 this week after scoring 77 points on Louisville. Notre Dame moved past LSU to number 3. The Fighting Irish are 9-0 this season after beating Northwestern 31-21 over the weekend. And if the season ended today, the Michigan Wolverines would be the 4th-ranked team in the playoff. They moved up from number 5 after crushing then-number 14-ranked Penn State on Saturday. Georgia and Oklahoma were ranked 5th and 6th, respectively. They would be the first two teams out of the playoffs. LSU fell to 7th following their second loss of the season. Washington State is 8th, West Virginia 9th, and Ohio State is ranked 10th. The SEC again leads all conferences with 7 teams in the rankings. Kentucky is ranked 11th. Florida has dropped 2 straight to Georgia and Missouri. They're still hanging in there at number 15. Mississippi State comes in at number 16, and Auburn comes in at number 24, replacing Texas A&M after beating the Aggies 28-24 on Saturday. Speaking of Auburn, Athletic Director Alan Green announced yesterday that head coach Gus Malzahn will return to lead the team next season. Green told reporters that Malzahn would be, quote, our coach of the future. Malzahn was awarded a 7-year, $49 million contract following last season when the Tigers beat then number 1-ranked Alabama and number 1-ranked Georgia during the regular season. They finished that season 10-4. So far this season, the Tigers are 6-3, but some were questioning Malzahn's job security following losses to Tennessee and Mississippi State. If Malzahn were to be fired, his contract buyout would be $32 million, and half, or $16 million, would be owed to Malzahn within the first 30 days. Last night, the first games of the 2018 college basketball season tipped off, and it was a good night for 7 of 9 SEC teams that began their season on Tuesday. It was not a good night for the South Alabama Jaguars. The Jags were beaten by the Auburn Tigers 101-58 in Auburn. The 11th-ranked Tigers drilled 18 three-pointers on the night. That's their most since putting up 21 threes against Coastal Carolina back in 2016. It was the Jags' first game under new head coach Richie Riley. They'll open their season at home on Sunday afternoon against Huntington, while Auburn will host number 25-ranked Washington on Friday night. Alabama opened their season with an 82-62 win over Southern University. Dante Hall led the team with 20 points. Vanderbilt beat Winthrop 92-79. Missouri got the win over Central Arkansas 68-55. South Carolina beat SC Upstate 65-52. Number 23-ranked LSU crushed Southeastern Louisiana 94-63. And number 6-ranked Tennessee beat Lenoir Rhyme 86-41. Two SEC teams lost their season openers. The Florida Gators lost to in-state rival and 17th-ranked Florida State 81-60. And in a huge top 10 matchup, the number 4-ranked Duke Blue Devils beat number 2-ranked Kentucky 118-84. In the other top 10 matchup of the night, number 1-ranked Kansas beat number 10 Michigan State 92-87. Some good news from our friends at the Mobile Sports Authority. Yesterday, they reported that for the recently reported fiscal year that ended on September 30th, the Mobile Sports Authority attracted, supported, and/or hosted a total of 29 sporting events, generated an estimated $22.5 million to the Mobile area economy. 22 different sports from all age brackets made up the event schedule, everything from cross-country runs and gymnastics to volleyball, basketball, and football. I'm Dahl Norwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com. Traffic center delays continue off of Airport, University, Hillcrest, Cottage Hill, and Government in 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Moffitt and Spring Hill also, you're going to see heavier pockets of traffic, but the Bayway and the Causeway look good. We've got a dense fog advisory till 9 o'clock through Baldwin County. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 5 minutes till 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. As we continue on this post-election Wednesday, we'll be talking with Jeff Poore in the 8 o'clock hour about what went on around the United States and here in Alabama. But the incumbents in Alabama, congressional incumbents, swept the night. You had Bradley Byrne winning District 1, and you also had Martha Roby winning District 2. Mo Brooks, he won his race. Robert Adderholt won his race. Mike Rogers also cruised to victory. And Democratic Congresswoman Terry Sewell of Birmingham ran unopposed. So Congress in Alabama looking about the same as we're used to. But nationally, pretty big change. The Democrats won control of the House with 14 seats still outstanding. Democrats hold 222 seats in the House of Representatives, Republicans holding 199. But the Republicans did retain control of the Senate. They currently hold 51. I think that number is 52 now with the Senate race in Florida becoming decided.
Well, and that's a question that we're going to have to discuss with Jeff. He had a good article on Breitbart News, and we'll drill down with him on that. There may be a automatic recount triggered in the state of Florida under 0.5% difference in the vote. And then with the numbers, it looks like, what was it, 4.2%?
Mm-hmm.
0.42%, I'm sorry.
Under that half percent threshold.
Under that half percent threshold. So it looks like there may be a recount in Florida, in the Georgia governor's race.
That
there's
one's
some questions there. Stacey Abrams not conceding and looking for a recount or a runoff. I want to talk to Jeff about that.
Yeah, we got questions. And also going to ask Jeff what this means. How gridlocked will our national government, will the United States government be with Democrats holding control of the House and Republicans the Senate? All that and a whole lot more. We'll go through these local results as well on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. We roll on. Hour number 3 coming up next.